Welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Friday, May 19th, 2023. This is edition number 88 of season 8 of the Morning Devotional. We are going through the Westminster Confession of Faith. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Presbyterian Church, located in Evansville, Indiana. Today we come to paragraph number 6 as we continue to examine issues related to good works. Let's pray first, and then we'll consider this paragraph together. Our Father in heaven, as we come now to your word, we come asking that you would be gracious to us and you would help us to understand the things that you have given, that we might know how to live before you. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for that which it teaches us. And we pray that your Spirit would guide and direct us, that you would forgive us for the ways in which we fall short of your glory, that you might help us by your Spirit to walk according to all that you have commanded. Help us now as we consider these things, we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, as I said, we come to paragraph number 6, and which really is seeking to answer a question, a very important question, that is to say that if our good works do nothing to merit God's favor, if they do nothing in that sense, if we are but unprofitable servants on our best day, then what good are these good works? Well, for the believer, they are very important. And they, in this paragraph, paragraph number 6, highlights that for us. Paragraph number 7, the concluding paragraph of the chapter, will tell us, will speak in relationship to good works as they relate to the unregenerate. So let's read paragraph number 6 there. We read chapter 16, paragraph number 6, notwithstanding the persons of believers being accepted through Christ, their good works also are accepted in him, not as though they were in this life wholly unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight, but that he, looking upon them in his Son, is pleased to accept and reward that which is sincere, although accompanied with many weaknesses and imperfections. And so the first phrase there is very important as we, as Christians, as we seek to understand the worth or the value of our good works and how God sees them in his children that he has purposed to redeem, purposed to save. We read, notwithstanding the persons of believers being accepted through Christ, their good works also are accepted in him. Now remember, the governing aspect of this opening phrase, in fact, the governing aspect of all of our good works is that we are found in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved, that is to say, in Christ. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse number 5, we read, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And so our good works are accepted by God in so much as they are seen in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Of course, that's the important part of this issue. If our good works are to be accepted by God, they need to be seen in Christ. And so we go on, the next phrase, not as though they were in this life wholly unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight. And if we turn to 1 John chapter 1, we know and understand, if we're being honest with ourselves and with our God, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We understand that our good works are mingled with weakness. They are mingled with many different imperfections, as paragraph 5 has already taught us. And so God, knowing that, he understands that, he recognizes that, we need to recognize that, that we fall short of God's glory even in our best day. We are unprofitable servants and all the things that we talked about from paragraph number 5. But that very important word there in the paragraph, but that he, looking upon them in his Son, is pleased to accept and reward that which is sincere. though they are accompanied with weaknesses and imperfection, God does accept our good works, and he rewards those good works that are offered in Christ to him with in sincerity and in truth. Hebrews chapter 13. We have two verses here that are used often as a benediction. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. And then going back a few chapters in that same letter, Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 10, for God is not so unjust as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do. God is not unaware of the labors of his children, and he is pleased because they're done, covered by the very blood, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is pleased, as our confession tells us, he is pleased to accept them and to reward those labors that are done in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we don't need to despair as Christians. We know that we fall short of God's glory, even as we have considered from paragraph number 5. We know that our good works are accompanied with many weaknesses and imperfections. We don't offer perfect, we don't have perfect motives when we do the things that we do. We don't perfectly obey God's law as we're supposed to. Every single minute of every single day, we fall short of loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We fall short of loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. But with all that being said, those good works that God has prepared for us that we might walk in them are accepted by him and rewarded by him because he sees them done under the umbrella, under the rubric, under the blood of the one who has atoned for our sin, that is to say, our elder brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we persevere. We are grateful that God does accept our feeble efforts and our labors, though weak and imperfect, he still accepts them, and he does bless and reward them because of he who deserves all the glory, and that is Christ himself. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to reach me is there before you on the screen. And so until the Monday edition, when we complete chapter 16, we look at the final paragraph. May the Lord help you today. May you strive through all the means God has given to you to do all that he has told you. God bless.